Fantastic here as well. Getting things going, off to a great start with a couple sports this fall, and just really happy to be out there.
Yeah, kicked it off football season last weekend. Boy, what a great crowd. And a vocal crowd on hand for the Hornets' home opener and second victory in the MIAA. They're on the road this week, but we have, what, a nationally ranked soccer team at home here soon, Don?
The number 6 ranked team in the country right now. The undefeated Emporia State University Hornets are going to be at home on Sunday. Now, we've got another match tonight out at Hayes before we come back here and take on Washburn on Sunday afternoon.
We play who Sunday afternoon?
That would be that team from up north, up the turnpike, for a little turnpike tussle time. So it'll be Washburn, a team that really, since Coach Seiler's come on board, we've had pretty good success against. There'd been a little bit of a lull before that, but had a lot of success against them, and it's a great home opener for us. And the thing is, the soccer matches at Emporia State, especially the Sunday afternoon matches, have really kind of turned into something over the last couple of years. Emporia State hasn't lost a regular season home match since, I think it is, 2017. And that even includes the last spring here when we did the regular season. They went undefeated during the spring then, too. So just they've got a really good and exciting brand of soccer that they play. I think that I might be a little bit prejudiced here, but I think we've got the best forward in the MIAA in Mackenzie DeMarco. She was the MVP of the MIAA as a freshman, so I think some other people agree with that. We have one of, if not the best midfielder in Hannah Woolery. She's been amazing so far, leading the league in assists and up near the leaders in goals. And then we probably have the best defender in Ashlyn Lakin, and Ashlyn's one of the kids that if you come to an Emporia State soccer game, you'll recognize her because she's the one who does the flip throws on the sideline throw-ins. Down in the attacking end. So, when you've got the best player in defense, the best player in the middle, and the best player up front, you're probably a pretty good team.
You've got something going on, and the soccer team has, I tell you what, inch by inch gotten better and better and creating a lot of excitement. And they are a presence. They are a power now in the MIAA. So that they're playing, what, in Fort Hayes today?
Playing at Fort Hayes today, and you never know what's going to happen out there. The wind starts blowing about 30, 40 miles an hour. Their soccer field, their pitch is out in the, hard to imagine, but it's out in the middle of nowhere, kind of on the edge of town. Not a lot of room out there. We watched some stuff where, it looked like the goals moved. The wind blows so hard out there. So you never know for sure what's going to happen. And Hayes is actually the best defensive team in the league. And, Emporia State, we're the top offensive team in the league. So, old coach once told me that if the other team never scores, you'll never lose. But I've always been told if you don't score, you'll never win. So, got to get out there and do that a little bit. A
couple of big points to ponder here this morning, Don. You're laying a lot on us.
Deep philosophical conversations here.
There you go. Very deep. But, we'll see what happens tonight. Get through with that. Come home 5-0 and take on the Bods. And hopefully we can go to 6-0 after that. And just get ready. It's like I said, I'd encourage everyone to come out. There is an admission charge to get into the area inside the fence, but plenty of room in the parking outside and up on the hill to the south of the stadium. The soccer parents, they always on Sunday afternoons, they kind of throw a little tailgate there right by the gate into the stadium on the west side. And they, they'll share with people. They're pretty nice people. So we're going to also break out, though, this year for the first time. We're going to have our own concession stand out there as well. So it should be just an exciting time and encourage a lot of people to get out there on Sunday afternoon about 2 o'clock. Chiefs don't play till 7, so should be a great day.
You'll enjoy it, folks. Tell you what, now's a good opportunity to get out and support this awesome, nationally ranked Hornet soccer team. Well, thanks, Don. We appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you guys. We'll see y'all later.
Don Waist, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. Hornet soccer this Sunday at 2. At the Hornet soccer pitch, Chuck.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
A, soccer's back. B, we have a nationally ranked top 10 team right here in Emporia, Kansas, so get out and support it.
All right, quickly, don't forget the 2021 Front Porch Jam Session, raising money for the USD 252 Honor Flight Program, is tomorrow night, the last one of the season, Chuck. That's at 890 Road L. Opie, Lee Muller, Katie Kuhlman, Tina Barrett, Gina Sheeby, Jesse Jack Sample all performing.
All right.
Yeah, raising money there. Emporia Lions Club, they were giving away the redbud trees Wednesday, Chuck, and they still have, well, just over 200 left. And
so,
they'll be giving those away at the Emporia Farmers Market tomorrow morning starting at 8:30.
Okay.
So they still have a few left, about 250. So get your free red bud tree from the Emporia Lions Club. High school junior high rodeo coming up tomorrow and Sunday. We'll preview that during our newsmaker segment. Don't forget about the Joyful Noise 5K. Chuck is back in person.
Yep.
And it's tomorrow at the New Life Christian Church at 1505 Road 175. This is a unique 5K because you run or walk it, and when you're on the course, you can listen to live worship music provided by local musicians. They're stationed all over the route.
Yeah.
So it's really a good deal. So that's coming up tomorrow. I want to let you know that the First Congregational Church at 12th and State Streets having a community meal and essentials pantry event. It's a grab-and-go free meal, and you can take items from the pantry as well, and this is tomorrow starting at 11:30.
Okay.
At the First Congregational Church, we mentioned professional photographs at the zoo, Thomas Phelps Photography, a $30 donation. This is from 1 to 4 on Sunday at the zoo. So you can call the zoo or you can stop by Sunday afternoon, see if they have any openings available. Don't forget that the last day of the splash pad, Peter Pan Park,
Sunday evening,
closes at 8 for the season.
And then back in May or thereabouts.
I remind you, too, the OP United Methodist Church having a big supper, pulled pork and brisket, cheesy potatoes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, serving begins at 5 p.m. coming up tomorrow evening.
Beat me to the line.
KVOE Live and Local 656. Stay tuned. Greg Ray Sports coming up.
The Lyon County Fair Board invites you to the rescheduled Truck and Tractor Pull Sunday, September 26th, 4 p.m. at the fairgrounds. $15 for adults, $2 for kids 12 and under. Or you can use your pre-purchased grandstand tickets from the fair for entrance.
Want to earn a retention bonus of $1,200? Then stop by the Hostess Brands Job Fair today on site from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Candidates will be interviewed for all positions, part-time and full-time. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefit package, including health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, paid time off, and paid holidays. For a rewarding career with a top-notch company, come see the Hostess staff at 1525 Industrial today from 10 until 6. Hostess Brands is an equal opportunity employer.
Every body is different. Some get injured and others wear down. At Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, your unique condition is at the center of what they do. Locally owned, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center is all-inclusive, featuring state-of-the-art equipment and treatment, from diagnosis through surgery and physical therapy, to get you back to an active and pain-free life. Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, the same doctors trusted by Kansas State University.